Hello. I am Mariana Dunn, leader of the healthcare team for the Boulder County League of Women Voters. I want to share some thoughts about mental wellness. Imagine this. The person you live with has been more and more withdrawn lately. It's hard to get her out of bed in the morning, and she's not eating regular meals. She seems to be skipping work, and her mood is sad, or maybe sullen. There's just no energy to help at home or to go out and do things. It's no fun to live with her, and in fact, it's getting worrisome. Or does this describe your teenage son or daughter, or your spouse, or parent? These behaviors are some of the symptoms of depression, the second most common type of behavioral health disorder, or mental illness, to use a more familiar term. Should someone behaving this way or feeling this way seek help? Yes. Will they? Perhaps not, unless a friend or family member urges them to or helps them find it. If we look at numbers, we learn that 1 in 5 of us will suffer some type of behavioral health episode this year. When we think of mental illness, we may picture acute situations, alarming behavior, suicide, addiction. All are under the umbrella, but more commonly, we suffer rather quietly. Anxiety disorder is the most common illness, but I mention depression because that's what runs in my family. Lots of people don't talk about mental sufferings because of stigma. That is, feeling ashamed or not wanting the world to know about this weakness. That is old-time thinking. Guess what? It's not a weakness. It's an illness. So is bronchitis. A mental illness is a condition, as is arthritis. It's okay to talk with people about it, and help is available, as it is for bronchitis or arthritis. Help comes in the form of therapy, medication, support groups. Finding help can start with one's regular doctor. He or she can help with links to the right resources. Also, in Colorado, we have statewide crisis services available to anyone needing help or anyone worried about how to help a friend or loved one. A phone call reaches immediate, confidential support every day, 24/7. Colorado Crisis Services also offers walk-in centers open 24/7 around the state. The phone number is 1-844-493-TALK. It doesn't have to be a crisis. This is a starting point. That's 1-844-493-8255 or text TALK to 38255. For more information, go online to lwvbc.org and click on Teams at Work, then Healthcare. You can help. You can get help. Don't wait.